Good morning, the Wolf. Who is this?
Good morning, it's Tracy Lawrence. How you doing today, brother?
Tracy Lawrence on the Howlin' Hotline! Woo!
How's the world treating you out there?
Oh, that's my brother from another mother like no other. Tracy Lawrence, dude, how are you?
Man, I'm good. Just busy. Good to be working again. Got a lot of things going on, man. We're just getting back in the groove, bud. How about y'all?
You can't stop us. You can only hope to be part of it, is what I say. And after a year of turmoil and, you know, all the things that everybody went through in this country in different forms, and the last time we spoke, man, I think you had the Made in America project coming out and your coffee table book, which, by the way, thanks for sending me that copy. Wow, what a trip down memory lane that was.
Absolutely, man.
But you just haven't stopped, man. I mean, you cannot stop the Tracy Lawrence Express. Am I right?
We've been a little bit busy. I got a little bit of music left. I'm getting ready to drop my second album this year.
Yeah.
And I'm just a small piece away. We're trying to get scheduled, get in the studio the end of July to finish up the third package. So you're getting three full albums of music this year, which is absolutely ridiculous, I'm telling you.
You know, and I've been kind of, you know, going through the Tracy Lawrence Hindsight 2020 volumes that you've been putting out. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, it is quintessential Tracy Lawrence, man, from the fiddle to your textbook trademark vocals, man. I am so excited, so impressed, and you are like the ultimate time machine. We love the old stuff, man, and you just know how to put it all together. I love that.
You know, I told my wife, I said, I'm not, after the whole year off, it's like, I'm not getting back on that treadmill. I'm not going to do it. Here I am, man. it's like it went from dead still to wide open, man. It's like I leave. I was supposed to leave this afternoon heading out to Wyoming, and they had some airline issues, so I'm going to fly out early in the morning. But I got four shows in 5 days this week, so we're fixing to hit it hard, son.
Yeah, you're going to be in my backyard. We're going to go see you in Pocatello. Yeah!
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Tracy Lawrence coming to Wolf Country, Idaho Central Credit Union Summer Concert Series. I'm so excited that you're going to be in Pocatello, man. I will tell you this, though. It's pretty dang hot. We got a heat wave coming, man. So make sure that you you got what you need to stay cool. Not that you just aren't naturally cool. You know, you might not want to wear the brush popper and the felt hat. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it might not be a good idea. Yeah, and if we play golf, we probably need to get out there really early in the morning too, don't we?
Really early in the morning, my friend, because you're going to be melting your irons if you're out there.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. It's going to be good to see everybody. I don't get to Idaho enough, man. What a beautiful state, and I always enjoy my time out there, so I'm so excited about coming to see you guys.
We are excited too, man, but hey, I'm not a weather guy. That's someone else. Let's talk about the music, my friend, because Hindsight 2020, there's going to be multiple volumes. There's a song on there that really stands out, the one you cut with Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry called The Price of Fame.
You know, this is the title track off of the second part of the trilogy, and the album is scheduled to drop in the first part of August. And it's the first single. We did a little video and everything for it. So, you know, I wrote the song with my buddy Rick Huckabee and Brad Arnold from the rock group Three Doors Down. I wrote the song a few years ago. And when we tracked it and everything, I was like, Eddie and I have been friends a long time. I mean, when Troy got killed, I mean, it was devastating to me. I was there with him through a lot of it. I mean, we were all good friends. I mean, we kind of came up together. Mm-hmm. And Eddie and I have remained close, and just, he's lost his dad, he's lost his son. I was like, if there's anybody in the music business that understands and appreciates the lyric and what this song is about, it's Eddie Montgomery. And I just love the texture of his voice. I just think it's real special. The melody is infectious. I just think it's a really good track. When you see the title, it's not at all what you think it is, you know. And I really wanted to project the things that, you know, that people see the time on the stage, all the wonderful things, accolades, and the joy that you get to be in front of crowds and all that. But there's so much alone time. There's so much emptiness. There's so much thing, you know, missing ball games, missing dance recitals. There's so much that we sacrifice for this career. And those are the things that I wanted to try to project out there. That's not a pity party thing. It's just the reality of what it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's not just the music industry. There are people that you know, sell products that travel for a living. There's a lot of us that make sacrifices, and our families are the ones that pay for that because we travel and miss out on a lot. universal message.
And here it is, Tracy Lawrence and Eddie Montgomery, The Price of Fame on The Wolf. It is simply one of the greatest songs ever written and certainly ever recorded and ever sung by my buddy Tracy Lawrence right there, and Paint Me a Birmingham. And we're going to spare talking about the Ken Mellons debate over that song, my friend. Tracy Lawrence still on the phone with us as we count down to his big show this Saturday night. Idaho Central Credit Union, Go Out Local. Summer concert series continues. Show number two. Jordan Davis already inaugurated it. And, this Saturday night is going to be special at the Port of Health Trust Amphitheater with Tracy Lawrence. And it's 30 years. It's TL30. That's the hashtag, my brother. And a lot has happened in 30 years. Am I right?
Well, we've seen some great milestones in our life together, have we not?
We sure have, my friend. And, you know, looking back on 30 years now of country music and your career, man, is there anything that you wish that you would have done that you didn't do?
I look at some of the things that McGraw's done, and I've dabbled in the world of television and theater and stuff a little bit. I wish I would have been a little bit more diligent to balance some of that out early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a couple of little small movies and different things, but I wish I would have tried to balance that other side of the creative process out a little bit. Because, you know, I've done some scores for a Broadway play. I've cut some soundtracks. I've done some little TV parts, a couple of really bad B grade movies. I wish I would have dedicated myself a little bit more to that whole aspect earlier.
Hold on a second. You didn't play Jamie in the Outlaw Josie Wales, the kid that got shot with Clint Eastwood? That wasn't you?
That was not me.
Oh, you're kidding me. Come on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
That kid is a dead ringer for you, man. I was actually at the gym on the treadmill, and I pulled up the Netflix, and I'm like, my favorite movie, Outlaw Josie Wales. Put that on. There's Jamie, you know, singing the Rose of Alabama and bleeding out. And I'm like, dude, that kid looks exactly like Tracy Lawrence back in the 90s. I'm telling you. Unbelievable.
All the hair, man.
Oh, the hair, too. Absolutely, man. The power mullet. You had the power mullet, and it was all curly. Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Oh.
Yep.
You know, I was talking to the other Tracy, who's going to be here a week after you. Tracy Bird, he's back out on the road doing his thing. And we were talking about the brush poppers and stuff like that, and he calls them nipple rubbers.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those things were rough, man. They were like wearing sandpaper.
I know.
But weren't they cool back then?
They were the coolest thing ever, man, with the acid wash jeans and the big belt buckle and the snakeskin boots, man. You were a legend when you were wearing that stuff, man.
In my mind.
No, Tracy Lawrence, you truly are a legend, man. When I look back at your catalog of stuff, I mean, did you ever in your wildest dreams go, man, when I rolled into Nashville on 3 out of 4 cylinders in my Corolla, I never thought 30 years later I'd look back and have all of this behind me to celebrate and look back on?
You know, I didn't really think that far down the road, but that time sure has gone by so fast, man.
Yeah.
There's been so many amazing things that have happened in my life, but when you live such a fast-paced life, it almost turns into a blur. You look back, it's like, where's the time gone, man?
Yeah.
You know? And there's like two segments of it. There's the life before kids and the life after kids.
Amen to that.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I just keep having them. So, I mean, I had.
You know what causes that?
Yeah, I do. I got an 18 and 22-year-old. They're all grown up. And now I got a 5 and 7-year-old girl. So I'm gonna be a minute, Tracy. It's going to be a minute.
God bless you. I don't want to go through it again. I'm done.
Hey,
I'm tapping out.
How are the girls, by the way? Everybody good?
Oh, they're good, man. I've got one just graduated high school, one that's getting ready to start a third year of college. So we're just rolling on through it. We're getting close to being empty nesters, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's many years away for me, Tracy. So enjoy that.
Yeah.
Lots of golf,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of golf.
Lots of golf, lots of vacations. We've got a lot of trips planned.
Yeah.
Places we want to see, things we want to do, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's good to know you can. You know what I mean? It's good to know. You're like, I can book a trip now, and I might not have to wear
absolutely.
A mask. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, well, you're coming to Idaho, man, on Saturday night. I believe Ray Fulcher is opening up for you. It's going to be an amazing show at the Portland Health Trust Amphitheater. First time we've ever had. It's an 8-concert series, man. We had Jordan Davis last month. We got you this Saturday, and the ticket prices are amazing. To see someone like you, and like I said, the cattle, every song you're going to sing is a flipping hit, or it's something brand new that's going to be a hit. You can't go wrong with Tracy Lawrence. Come on. I'm so excited, man. I'm very excited about it. It's been way too long. Things are getting back to normal. And to have you on stage out here, man, is just a wonderful thing. Hindsight 2020. I was just saying, if hindsight was 2020, we'd all have holes in our britches, Tracy.
No kidding, man.
Tracy Lawrence this Saturday, Portnoy Health Trust Amphitheater. Cannot wait for you to hit the stage, my friend. You travel safe. We can't wait to see you. We love you, Tracy Lawrence. And God bless you, my friend.
All right, Don. Take care, buddy. God bless.